Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for giving us another opportunity to share the word of life with your people. Lord, I pray that, Lord, this word that, Lord, will come forth. Lord, it will come forth with your grace and power, that every hearer shall be blessed today. And that, Lord, people will make decision for the kingdom and for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me welcome you to church on air this morning. I am aware that many have been waiting for this program, and it is time for God to bless us. And I know that you will be blessed this morning. Thank you so much for all those who called us last week, and we thank God for all those who came to church yesterday for, you know, programs for prayers. Thank God, because God has blessed us. Thank God for, you know, God delivered us, he healed us. You can make yourself available for this program. It's every Friday by 10 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. Last week, we were talking on Nevertheless at Thy Word. Nevertheless at Thy Word. And I promise that if God spare our life up to today, and thank God he has done that, we shall continue on the same topic. And today we are going to continue on Nevertheless at Thy Word part 2. Hallelujah. But first of all, let's open our Bible. Let's open it up, Luke chapter 5, and let's read from verse 1 to 9. Luke, if you have your Bible, it is convenient for you. You can open with me this morning to Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ship, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken.
Hallelujah. Oh, I pray to God this morning that God is going to meet you and is going to bless you as you listen to this program this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this very, very well, that Jesus wants Peter to cooperate with him for him to have great blessings. There's a blessing that God prepared for you. There are blessings that God, you know, made for you, but it needs your cooperation. You know, you need to cooperate with Jesus, and the way you cooperate with him is to obey him. Can you see now? When you obey his word, when you obey every word of God, you know, that is a way of cooperating with Christ. When you go out for evangelism, can you see now? That is a habit of God. Jesus is looking for soul winners, people that will proclaim his kingdom, people that will be involved in divine assignment. Now, are you involved? What are you doing for God? You know, what is your record that will make God to bless you? No record, no blessing. No, nothing you are doing for the kingdom, there is nothing from which God will use to bless you. So, you know, Jesus wanted Peter to cooperate with him. He wanted Peter to forget his experience. Now, let me say this very, very well. You know, when God wants to help you, he will give you a test of obedience. When God wants to bless you, you know, he wanted to bless Abraham. It was a test of obedience. Can you see now? So, you know, when God wants to bless you, he will test you on obedience. He told Peter, you know, to stretch for his net. And then it was a daytime. You know, it was a daytime. Can you see now? And they don't fish in the day. And you know what now? Peter was an experienced fisherman. Can you see now? So it means that, therefore, that never depend on experience when you are dealing with God. See, don't depend on your experience. Put away. That's why when you come to church, come as a Christian. Forget about your attachment. Forget about your degrees. Forget about your connection. Forget about all your accumulations in the world. You know, you need to know that experience doesn't count when you are dealing with God. You know, you need to know that. Peter could have argued. He could have said, I have been fishing now over 20 years, 30 years before Jesus was born. Can you see now? He could have argued with Jesus. But you know what now? He put away experience. Look at Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's read from verse 5, you know, to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 6. Yes.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
You know your ways, not in fear of your ways. If you want God to lead you, then forget about your mental asset. You know, your common sense is too small to lead you or to discover God. So you allow your spirit, you know, to connect to God. Are you following me now? Now, Bible says that, you know, Peter, you know, he put away his experiences. He put away his understanding. So when you're following Jesus, yeah, or you're looking for his blessing, put aside your view. Put aside your understanding. You know, it is not what you think. No, but what the master command. It's not what you are thinking, but it is what the master command. I see great blessings coming your way. I see you harvesting great blessings. As we are entering to the middle of the year, I can see God at work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to somebody listening this morning, there is a great blessings awaiting you. It will never miss you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see that. Look again. Luke chapter number 5. Let's read verses 6 and 7 to see, you know, what obedient brought into the life of Peter. Yes.
And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them.
So it means that, you know, when you obey, there is blessing. And when you disobey, there's a curse. Every obedience attracts blessings. And every disobedience attracts curse. Can you see now? Now, their obedience brings a transgenerational, you know, blessing. Other people too, you know, were blessed through their obedience. Can you see now? Other people, they asked their partners to come for the harvest. The harvest was too much for them. I see this blessing coming your way as you obey the Lord in the second half of the year in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I say this one to you very well this morning? That your life will assume a great dimension of blessings, a great dimension of fulfillment, as you obey the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what can we derive from all these words? You know, nevertheless, what can we derive? Number one, the word of Christ is supreme. You know, it's supreme rule of Christian. You know, you must live by every word. That's what we say. The word of God is the supremest. The word of God reigns over everything. You know, the word of God reigns over your life. Reign over every word that your mother, your father is telling you. The word of God reign over every word. Word that the demons are telling you, the word of God reigns supremest. You know, Peter, he took the word of God very supremest, you know. He took the word of God as number one. Can you see now? So the moment the word of God is the supreme rule in your life, then your blessings will surely come. Can you see now? And also number two, you know, God wants us to use what we have, even if it is small. You know, anything you have, use it for God. God wants you to use what we have, even if it is small. You know, what you have might be small, but it is not the small that God is looking at, but it is your obedience. Hear me? Use your talent for God. Use your money for God. Use your time for God. Use everything you have for God. You will see God blessing you. I was telling them in the church, I said, see, you know, the reason why God is blessing us today is because the little we have, we use it for God. Don't wait till you accumulate wealth. Don't wait till you have great things. Don't wait till you have great assets before you can bless God. Bless him now. Can you see now? If you can't bless God when you are in undress, you can't bless God when you are a million. Are you following me now? So, you know, the little you have now, you know, use it for God. So, once you use what you have, even if it is small, that thing you have, it might be small, Give it to God. God will help you to multiply it. You know, Peter gave the boat to God, and God multiplied his business. God wants to multiply your life, but give that small thing, that time you have, it can be small, give it to God. That talent, give it to God. Then you will see God at work in your life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Welcome back to this very important program on radio this morning. We are talking on Nevertheless at Thy Word. And we are looking at, you know, the various lessons that can accrue from that word. And we have said that, number one thing, the word of Christ will experience in your life. Then number two, that God wants to use what we have, even if it is small. What you have, even if it is small. Now, another thing I want as a lesson that we can derive from that is that give and it shall be given to you. Wow. Give. You know, that's a very popular saying in the word of God. You know, give, it shall be given to you. Let's read it in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given to you. Yes.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that yet meted with all, it shall be measured to you again.
Can you see God? When you give to God, God will not give you money back. Do you know that? The only thing God promised to give you is men. Can you see? Men that will raise you. Men that are angel-like. Men will come to meet you. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed together, shaped together. Shall what? Shall men give unto your bosom. Can you see? No, the greatest asset you can have is the gift of men. May God send men to you as I'm speaking this morning. May God send men to raise you up. May God send men to bless you. What God promised you when you give is the gift of men. So, you know, Peter gave what? He gave his boat. Can you see? He gave Jesus Christ his boat to what? To use for evangelism. To use to preach. Now, what will you give to God this morning? You know, what will you give to God? Because, you know, when you give, you will receive back. When you give, you know, it's a sowing period. Anyone that sow will surely reap. Many people are running helter skelter from one church to another church. Why? Because of giving. You know, because of giving. They find it difficult to give. One man came to me and asked me, is there any church I can go where they don't give offering on Sundays? I said, I'm sorry, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Can you see? And yet, he wants to be blessed. Give. And it shall be given back to you. So, I want to implore you, you know, to give. When you give, you will receive. You know, Peter gave his boat and he received back, you know, great blessings. Number four thing we can hear, we can deduce from this story is that, you know, the impossible become possible when God is in it. You know, the impossible becomes possible when God is in it. You know, Peter looked frustrated. You know, he went a fishing throughout the night. He couldn't cut the fish. That one looks somehow. That one looks so demonic. Imagine that. You know, his situation looks impossible. Now, what will he tell his wife? And a correct man is a man that when he comes from work, he will give his wife money for food. You know, a man is not correct if he can't take care of his wife and his children. You know, a correct father always gives. You know, he gives to his children. He gives to his wife. That's a correct man. That's a correct father. You know, now, this man, he went fishing. He couldn't catch a single fish. So, what will he tell his wife? He will be telling his wife, don't worry, my wife. Tomorrow will be okay. Olambo wada. You know, Which woman be listening to your stories of war all the time? You know what now? The things look so impossible. Peter was frustrated. But you know what now? Jesus Christ came. The moment Jesus Christ entered the situation, it will change. It will turn things that look impossible to become possible. I address everything in your life this morning that looks so impossible for many years. I ask the God to intervene. As God intervened to the life of Peter, I ask God to intervene to every situation in your life that looks miserable right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I see God turning your impossibility to become possible because God is entering into that case in your life. God is entering into that problem in your life. He's entering to every difficulties you are facing right now. God is entering. He entered into Peter's life. You know, and we were told that things that looks impossible, you know, became possible. Oh my God, I promise you this morning, as you are hearing this word, that everything that looks lean in your life become fruitful, become plenteous, becomes robust in the name of Jesus Christ. Let things start to change as you obey the Lord. Let it start to change as you give to God. Let it start to change as you obey God totally in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When God is in something, there must be a change. God came to Peter and he changed the situation. God will change your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, you know, I want you to know very, very well, never listen to the devil. He robs one of blessing. The devil, when you listen to him, now assuming Peter just listened to the devil, what could have happened? Assuming, you know, he behaved somehow. That's why in time of difficulties, you must be gracious. You know, Peter has labored throughout the whole night. There was nothing to show for his labor. But yet, he reacted graciously when he was talking to Jesus. Can you see? He reacted graciously. You know, the devil could have told him, what? Your boat is your life. Your boat is everything you have. Now, you came to the water in the night. You couldn't get a single fish. And this man is asking you for what? For your boat. You know, an average man will not listen to Jesus. He will allow the devil to rob him. The devil has been robbing you this year, but the end of that has come in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil has been making you to miss the gospel plan for your life. No, as from today, you will never hear and obey the voice of the devil again in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the devil must not control your life. The devil must not control you. So Peter refused to listen to the devil. Can you see? He refused. He refused. That man, you know, that went to Elisha, you know, for what now? For healing. They call his name Naaman. You know, initially he was listening to what? To the devil. He said, how can I go to take my bath, you know, in River Jordan? He was complaining. He was saying that even the water in my own country is better than that of, you know, Jordan. And you know what now? Who was speaking to him there? It was the devil. The devil nearly robbed him of his blessing. Until he started saying, Oga, what happened to you? The man just said, you should go and wash yourself in the water. Go and do it. Don't argue with the man of God. Hear me. It is a misnomer for you to argue with your destiny helper. It's a misnomer. It's a misnomer for you to argue with somebody whom God has placed to help your life. So never listen to the devil. The devil will rob you of your blessing. Hallelujah. And let me say this one also, that obeying God brings great harvest. You know, some of you don't obey God totally. It's partial obedience, like Saul. God told Saul, go and destroy the what now? The Amalekites. Destroy all of them. Destroy their king. Destroy the men. Destroy the women. Destroy everything. You know what Saul the king did? Saul destroyed everything totally, but he spared their king. God called Agag. He spared the best oxen, the best this and the best that. Imagine, you know, God demands total obedience. In what area of your life are you not giving God total obedience? You need to repent. You need to repent because, you know, it is obeying God that brings great harvest. If you want great harvest in your life, do what God says you should do. Do it. You know, in doing it, you'll be blessed. You know, you're doing the will of God is what brings the best of God to you. Are you following me? So when you do, you know, the things of God, God will give you his best also. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Can I also say this one very well? Obedience enlarges vision. The more you obey God, the more your life becomes better. Better life comes through obedience. You know what God told Peter? He told him. He said, as from today, you will not be fishers only, but you become fishers of men. Let's read that in the Bible, that place. Yes.
And also was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which was partner with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.
Fear not. From now, you will not only catch fishes, you will catch men. That's an enlarged vision. May God enlarge your life. We know obedience brings enlarged vision. Can you see now? He said, you know, you will no longer go after fishes only. The day I obey God. You know, formerly, I was working with the government. You know, I'm an entomologist. You know, people that are looking for insects. Looking for insect resurgent here and there. Do you know that when God bettered my life, he said, enough of insects. Now, go and look after me. Can you see? And from that day, I put aside all my, you know, going to the bush, looking for pest resurgence, looking for pest invasion. Today, by the grace of God now, I am now touching the life of men, touching the life of nobles, touching the life of high and low. Can you see now? I'm, you know, and the Lord is using me, you know, in this dimension today. Why? Because of an enlarged vision. The Lord will enlarge you. He will enlarge your life. He will enlarge your vision in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, another thing I want to tell you is that take God at his word and see what can happen. Take God at his word. If are you sick? You know, look at the word of God. Take God at his word. Are you poor? Take God at his word. You know, are you believing God for something this morning and that thing is stirring? Look at the word of God that supports what you are looking for. Take God, you know, at his word. You will see what happened. Peter took Christ at his word. See what happened. Can you see now? You know, when you take God at his word, that word is alive. That word is able to produce the miracle you need. There's a miracle you need this morning. There's a miracle you want this morning. But you need to take God at his word. Believe the word of God. You know, look for the word of God that supports that thing that you want from him. You know, and meditate upon it and speak it out. Say it more. Say it more and more. They call it confession. As you are saying it, you know, and confession brings possession. You know, take God at his word. You know, and see what will happen in your life. God spoke to people in the Bible through Jesus Christ and they believe and see what happened to them. You know, your own will not be an example case in the name of Jesus Christ. As you take God by his word, God will bless you. Your life will change. Your life will be transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, before I finish this morning, also what I learned from that, nevertheless, at your word, is that act on God's word and you'll be blessed, you know, and there will be a change of life. When you act on God's word, you know, hey, your life will be blessed. That's why people say that God is not looking for hearers of the word, you know, but what? But doers of the word. Can you see? Many of you, it is true you are going to church, but the word you hear, you don't do them. Can you see? The word of God you are hearing, you don't put them into action. And Bible says it is not hearers that are blessed, but the doers of the word. Can you see now? So today, the word of God you are going to hear in church tomorrow and on every Sundays, you better be doers of this word. You know, because it is in doing the word that will be blessed. Not in hearing. Not in doing. Now, be the actor of the word of God. You know, there are many children at our church. You see, when they get home, they start to, you know, mimic me. The way I preach, the way I hold microphone, they also will be doing it at home. You know, demonstrating to their parents. You know, they want to do the way I do. The way I lay hands on people, they don't want to lay hands. In fact, one of them was even laying hands on his mother. Can you see now? Because he's trying to mimic pastor. Now, these are children. Can you see? If children can mimic pastor, can be doing what pastor will say, you to go and do it. You will see blessing in it. Are you following me now? And finally, this morning, may I tell you that God's way is the best way. God's way is the best way. When you follow God's way in your life, I'm telling you, is the best way. May you follow this way to the end, and may this way support you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving me your listening prayer this morning. I will see you again next week by the grace of God, and the Lord bless you. See you tomorrow in church. It will be wonderful. Thank you, and God bless.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.